This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. The days of applying only glyphosate to corn to control weeds has passed, and farmers are broadening their tactics by utilizing standard corn herbicides like those in Group 27. Growers may be tempted to add dicamba or 2,4-D for broadleaf weeds, but application rate and timing is key to preventing injury to the corn. SDSU Extension Weed Management Specialist Eric Jones tested rates and timing in 2024 trials, confirming going with full rates of dicamba or 2,4-D on corn has some consequences.
We had what we call goosenecking. That's when the brace roots and the stem get a little malformed, and they almost have the potential to lodge as well. The stems can get really brittle.
In fact, this injury resulted in 20% lodging as compared to the control. In addition, corn treated with 2,4-D or dicamba produced smaller ears. While 2,4-D and dicamba are labeled for use on corn, Jones advises following label directions for maximum crop stage timing and application rates.
It takes a little bit more thought than just throwing something in the tank and going out and spraying. We really do need to watch our growing conditions, weed sizes, adjuvants, what we're mixing in the tank as well.
Jones applauds growers seeking to broaden their weed control tactics, but he advises always heeding herbicide labels.
There are a lot of tools in the toolbox to use to manage weeds, but we need to use the tool correctly because if we use it incorrectly, we can do more harm than good.
Learn more on the crops page at extension.sdstate.edu.